first, when he kind of said it, I didn't really believe it was kind of happening. You know, it happens, but you'd never really think it will happen to you, per se. The mass was in my abdomen on the left side. So it was 12 centimeters by 8, so probably closest to maybe a mango. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. I wanted to see the CT scan because I'm really interested in science and stuff. So when we saw it, we were like, oh my gosh, like, because it took up pretty much most of my left abdomen and like everything else was kind of like squashed over to the side. My whole family pretty much was like, how did we not see it? Well, they said they definitely wanted to have surgery to take it out and they wanted to do it right away. So we knew it was going to be in July sometime. Nationals for Irish dance was happening in Montreal at the beginning of July. And so that was the first question, whether if we could go to Montreal or not. Dr. Strother, he said it would be good for me to go and dance because he understood that like dancing was really important to me. So they said, you might as well go enjoy it and we'll have it right as soon as you get back. I started dancing in grade 1 and so I'm in grade 9 right now, so it would be my 9th year. At first when you walk up stage, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But then once you start dancing, you kind of just forget almost about the people and stuff and you just kind of get in your own little bubble. You come close to selling. It's a lot of work and effort, so I definitely say dance is a part of me, definitely. My surgeon, Dr. Brindle, was able to get completely clear margins because it was all encapsulated. They sent it to get a pathology report. They figured out that it was malignant. So even though they were able to take out all the tumor and stuff, the bad news was a major nerve was running through there and they had to cut the nerve on either side because they didn't want to open the tumor. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. When I couldn't feel my leg, at first it wasn't like a huge issue. But then when neurology came, they were saying it was going to kind of be 3 to 6 months that it would take to get it back. It was kind of more of a big deal then. Yeah, I had my sights set on competing in November. It was very disheartening, I'd say. You come close to selling out, reconsider. They definitely think the motor will come back. And they think the sensory will come back, but nerves take a long time to grow. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance. But now I'm done treatment, I've been able to make quite a few improvements while on treatment. The hope is that now off treatment it will be able to improve a lot faster. I should be able to go back to dance eventually, as long as the motor comes back. Dr. Naren is an oncologist and researcher. We actually got talking about science fair. And so this year I was like, well, this year I have time for it. So I decided, who knows, I'll try it. Never one door closes, I hope one more opens. Dr. Naren said that I should come and meet him like at his lab and maybe I could work with him on my science fair. The first step, I kind of need to choose my cancer that I kind of want to go into research about. And I kind of thought maybe I wanted to do a brain tumor kind of ahead of time because I've met a lot of kids with brain tumors. I thought that was a good one to choose, and then it was just kind of coming up with something I could do on it. In grade 7, my project was on which flower makes the best overall cupcakes. I won a big award with it. And this year, my project is investigating exosomes in atypical teratoid rhomboid tumor. when I went to Tom Baker for my radiation, they had a poster up, and it's just like a picture of a lady, and it's like, it says kind of like, I'm not cancer, and then below it says, I am a jogger, I'm a mother, I'm a friend. Like every day I'd like look at the poster. So I think my poster would say probably, I am not cancer, I am an Irish dancer, pianist, a sister, a friend, a daughter, a scientist, survivor, maybe a crafter.